Tom Harley, who joins us. G'day, Tom.
G'day, Hart. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for that. Just on the American sport before we let that move on. Are you a baseball man or are you a footy man? Are you a baseball man?
I'm definitely a baseball man. I'm a Red Sox fan, and I'm watching with great interest what Theo Epstein's doing at the Cubs at the moment. He's the genius GM over there. So it's a great playoff series in the baseball at the moment. Some really good young teams coming through, and good to see the Cubs chasing their first pennant since, I think, about 1907 or 1901 or something ridiculous. So we'll see how they go.
Well, they're through to the divisional final. They beat St. Louis 6-4 yesterday. St. Louis.
So they're
right on track there. So well done for you. But a bit going on in your neck of the woods as well.
Yeah, Lewis Jenner leaving the club and getting Callum Sinclair. Mike Pike's retired. Pretty important role to fill that ruck spot, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're really happy with the trade for Callum. And, Jets was clearly intent on going back to West Coast and went with our well wishes. He's been a fantastic player for the Swan for 6 years and will always be a premiership player from the team in 2012. But once that was in, his intentions were declared, we were keen to secure Callum and we're able to do that in a straight swap with West Coast Labs yesterday afternoon. So we're really happy with that trade.
The movement of Lewis was discussed through the footy season. When did he first approach you to say that perhaps you'd appreciate an opportunity elsewhere?
Oh, look, it wasn't definitive until the end of the season. He was having conversations clearly with family and the like, and I'm not sure when West Coast engaged Jet, but he was out of contract, and I think it's one of those ones half when we had a good offer in front of Lewis, and his manager, Paul Connors, was always really up front with us saying, look, it's not about the money. So I think when a player doesn't sign a contract and you're getting into sort of back third or quarter of the season, you can pretty much bank on him leaving. So he probably didn't need to be told definitively, but it wasn't until the end of the season.
Okay. And defensively, Michael Taylor seems to have been on the radar. What are your chances of acquiring his services, do you think?
Look, we've had conversations with his manager and the Bulldogs as well, but there has to be a few things line up for us, but at this stage there's nothing imminent. And look, we've had our focus on the Jetta Sinclair trade, and now that's done, and that could be it for us. I guess we'll see what happens in the next couple of days.
And just before I let you go, and appreciate your time, I saw a picture yesterday from Jacinta Campbell on Instagram, but her and Big Bud out for a bit of a walk in the cliffs there in Sydney. Look pretty happy and up and about. How's he tracking? Is he in good space at the moment?
Yeah, he is. He came back to the club early last week, and he's got his pre-season program. He's met with all our medical team, conditioning staff, myself and John Longmire, the coach. So he's working on his off-season program in preparation for pre-season in regular contact with the club at the moment. So, no, he's going well, and he and certainly the club appreciate everyone's well wishes for the challenging time that he's gone through.
Good news.
And what about Adam Goods in regards to where he's at right now? We know he's moved on, but he did an interview that we saw online, I think it was yesterday or the day before. It's really sad when you hear some of the comments that he's made about where he's at right now. But how is he?
Look, he's good. I mean, he's enjoying being a retired footballer. He's got a partner, Nat, and they're taking off overseas for a fair period of time. And look, he loves playing footy, and that's what he said all along. But there's clearly over the past 18 months, and more specifically the last 6 months, there were some parts to football that were pretty unsavoury and directed directly at Adam, and he found that challenging. But I've known Adam now closely for only a year, but obviously admired from afar, and he's made a more significant contribution to the game, I think, than probably anyone in the past 20 years. He deserves to have some time in the sun with his partner Nat overseas. And I'm sure, look, he's an Australian of the Year. He's going to have a raft of opportunities post footy, but at this point in time, he's just taking some time out and seeing the world, but all in all, in a pretty good space.
Oh, good.
He's been a remarkable player. As has Mike Pike, and I said before he's retired, that's right, isn't it? Is that confirmed?
No, it hasn't been confirmed, no. So Pike's just weighing up some options at the moment, both on and off the field. So, we're in constant conversations with Pike, so it hasn't been. I said that on Monday at trade, at the start of the trade period, but
just checking.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
There's been some heartburn between yourselves and the AFL over the journey in regards to this whole trade period with the restrictions. I think there's been some clarification around it all. But is there, have you sort of smoked the peace pipe and everything's okay at the minute? Are you content with where you're at and some of the restrictions that have been placed upon the club?
Yeah, look, well, I mean, this is the last year of them, Gagey, and they were, so this restriction was amended almost into two parts. One was if a player goes out, you can bring back in a player of equal value roundabouts, and we did that with Lewis and Sinclair. Not that we would divulge what we're paying our players, but we're able to do that. And then the other restriction replaced on us is what it was initially. It's the average contract for another second year. Third year player that sits at about 365. So if we're to do any further trades throughout this period and bring a player in, it would have to be within that restriction, because obviously the main trade for player out, player in has happened at this stage.
Well, it's a good player in. Callum Sinclair's a good get, I reckon. He'll be a fine player for the Sydney Swans. Tom, well done. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.